Welcome back to our Proactive Studios. I'm Natalie Stoberman, joined by the CEO of Sky Bioscience, Puneet Dhillon. Puneet, thanks for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me on Proactive again, Natalie. It's been a while.
My pleasure, Puneet. Now, November has been pretty busy for you guys. Let's start with the latest IND application. Tell me all about it.
Yeah, it's been a very important month. We've hit several different clinical milestones. And the most important one has been the filing of the investigational new drug application. So we concluded a pre-IND meeting last December, and the team's been working diligently to get the manufacturing process in place, as well as all the non-clinical studies. There's been quite a bit of steps required for us to file an IND, and we're really pleased with that outcome. And I have in front of me kind of the next innovation here of how our drug will be delivered, and this is the difference between what's going to be in the phase two. It's an eyedropper style, self-administered by a patient, versus what is in the phase one study.
Wow, that sounds very exciting. But let's backtrack a little bit, because the first human study has just been initiated this month as well for the glaucoma drug.
Yeah, so that's the key thing is that that was a program that we had committed to. So we were moving it forward. They are independent of one another, the phase one and phase two. So the phase one is a safety SAD-MAD design in healthy volunteers. We're evaluating safety, tolerability, PK of SPI 100 OE. So it's our formulation. We're delivering it in the eye. The study's conducted in two different arms, consisting of three different cohorts of eight subjects. But basically, what we're looking at is safety and tolerability, and it's a bit of dose finding. That study is been initiated. It's enrolling, and we expect to be dosing our first patients in a few weeks. So that's a very important kind of a milestone in itself, because we've basically been able to demonstrate there from going from idea to actual medicine in roughly 2 years. So it's been quite a heavy lift in terms of what needed to get done to get that program going. And then that's also been part of the package, along with additional non-clinical data that we've completed for our phase two, our IND filing. And then that is going to be beginning in Q1 in the first half of 2023.
Puneet, you'll have to let us know how those results go from that first trial. Now, there has been another update from Sky Bioscience this month as well. There's been a major transaction completed.
Yeah, that's quite a transformative transaction in terms of size for Sky. It was an acquisition that we've completed to fund operations in 2023, and specifically the phase two glaucoma study. So we're quite pleased with that. There are components of that transaction we're just wrapping up, which are related to wind down of that business and sale of a property. And that's going to be all capital used for development. So it's really allowing us to focus on our investment thesis, which is advancing this SPI 100 program. But we're also very excited about, you know, this whole class of therapy. I don't know, we don't have enough time to get into all of these components, but the class of therapy really is exciting for this team and for me. We believe it plays a huge role in multiple different ocular applications. Glaucoma is the first entry of this class of in terms of tackling the disease. But now I think, you know, the company has really got its footing in terms of development. It's going to be categorized as a clinical company. It's been a long time coming for our shareholders and investors and other stakeholders that have been following the technology. So we're really excited about what's going to be unfolding in 2023, because now we have the capital to execute on these important clinical milestones.
Puneet, you weren't joking. This was a big month for Sky Bioscience.
Yeah, it's been a really interesting month with a lot of different things that got checked off. And then before the end of the year, we're still planning to check off a few more things, which is the IND clearance and dosing of our first patients in our phase one study. And then we're moving our tech transfer and manufacturing process forward to finalize that before we begin our phase two study.
Well, we look forward to hearing all about the results for your first patient. Thank you again for the update. Again, the CEO of Skye Bioscience, Puneet Dhillon.
Thank you, Natalie. Take care.